Political pushback has created an early sense of uncertainty about whether Australia will press ahead with Indigenous constitutional recognition after the Minister Ken Wyatt's speech on Wednesday pledging a referendum within 3 years. The plan has a lot of potential ingredients, but the one causing the most intense debate is the call for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. A few government backbenchers quickly indicated opposition to the idea of entrenching that in the Constitution, while others said they needed to see the fine print. But many Indigenous people, those who are not in the political process, have told us that the voice is a vital ingredient and they want it to have real power. Some reflections on models in a moment, but first, David Sparks reports.
The nation's first peoples have been celebrating their heritage at NAIDOC events around the country. But this year, they're also being asked to consider what recognition in the Constitution should look like, and it's no simple task.
I think we do need the voice there, because how better will the government understand us?
In Darwin, Eileen Cummings says recognition must be accompanied by a voice to Parliament, and whatever the final model is, it must be designed in collaboration with the people it will affect.
The government still has to come back to the people, back to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples of this country, so that they can talk to us and see what we really want. They have to make the effort to come to us and talk to us so that we can actually say to them, this is what we want in the Constitution.
Debate about whether there should be an Indigenous voice to Parliament has restarted after a timeline for recognition was outlined by the government this week. But having that enshrined in the Constitution is rejected by some in the government, including Peter Dutton.
We're not in favour of a third chamber or a separate voice. We've got a very strong democracy.
The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, hasn't ruled anything out, but he says enshrining such a body in legislation rather than through a referendum could be considered.
If the voice fails in any referendum, and if we were to put it up and it was not going to be accepted, then it is folly. We have to be very judicial and wise in our judgments about how we take this forward. And sometimes we have to use legislative processes.
Those who are in favour of having a voice to Parliament are arguing over whether it should have an advisory role or a more solid decision-making role. Delilah McGillivray is at another NAIDOC celebration in the Sydney suburb of Redfern.
The Indigenous voice in Parliament needs to be more than an advisory body. You know, when we think back, there's been all sorts of committees. There was the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission. You know, there's been so many, government arrangements set up that really haven't made any difference. So a voice in Parliament clearly has to be, enshrined in the Constitution. There has to be an instrument that allows our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander representatives of that voice be able to develop policy or develop legislation, design the legislation and the policies and the programs and have a budget to go with it.
Also at the Redfern celebrations is Leanne Townsend.
I don't think it should be an advisory body. We've had histories of advisory bodies, including the National Indigenous Council, which was to inform and established by the Howard government, and it kind of dissipated. It wasn't connected to community.
Then there is the question of how people would be appointed as members of such a voice to Parliament. Delilah McGillivray wants a model based on regional representation. Other elements of this debate include a statement within the Constitution recognising that Indigenous people occupied Australia long before Europeans arrived, and the removal of the special race power clause in Section 51. Leanne Townsend says while some changes put to the vote at a referendum might be symbolic, the importance of that should not be underestimated.
It's significant to hold a referendum. We understand that. It's a whole nationwide exercise. So I think we go with our best intent in doing all that we can at this time, because it could be decades, if not centuries, before we get it together to have that opportunity.
Leanne Townsend at Redfern in Sydney today. David Sparks with that report.